Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
The new 2017 Ford Fusion brings us new technology that takes the edge off of our potential road rage and brings us one step closer to autonomous driving.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. As always, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York with concerns about your commute. Are you tired of traffic? Considering I don't know many folks who enjoy it, I'm going to assume so. As such, I have good news. The new Ford Fusion offers technology to combat traffic. It can essentially make the car stop and go on its own and ease your stressful commute. Let's get all of the details from Wade Jackson. He is the Ford Fusion brand manager, and he joins us on the line right now. Welcome, Wade. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
So, a new stop-and-go technology available for the 2017 Fusion aims to help drivers experience less stress on the road.
Yeah.
How does this stop-and-go technology work?
Yeah, it's pretty neat. So, the idea started really with some data that we had seen come through Texas A&M University. And it cited that people, drivers, on average, experience around a lost hour, 1 hour per week of really stressful driving conditions.
Sure.
So what can we do from Ford Motor Company and from Fusion to improve that? And so the stop-and-go technology builds on the adaptive cruise control technology in a car.
Okay.
That's not new, but where we extend it and make it better and more driver-focused is with the stop-and-go. And how it works is, there's radar and a forward-facing camera sensor in front of the vehicle that's designed to pace the Fusion depending on how the car ahead of you is either accelerating or decelerating. And so as the stop-and-go technology is active in the car, the Fusion will keep a safe distance from the vehicle ahead of it, and that includes coming to a complete stop. So whereas previous adaptive cruise control executions force the customer to stay, having to continue to press the brake or accelerate or reset the adaptive cruise, stop and go handles all of that. It really creates a more stress-free driving environment in the vehicle, less distractions, more enjoyable time behind the wheel.
Anything to de-stress from traffic woes. Let's get some perspective on that, because according to your research, for example, how many hours have Americans been known to spend stuck in traffic?
Yeah, well, that depends, right? We know that on the coasts in Los Angeles and New York, those numbers can be as high as an hour and a half to 2 hours a week in traffic. But for most Americans, that is about an hour. And so what that means is those are really high-stress, stop-and-go, rush-hour traffic situations, not just behind the wheel. And it's in those situations that stop-and-go is really really an amazing technology and where drivers will find a tremendous amount of value.
Let's talk safety as well, because I understand a huge part of this overall tech allows for the same sensors and camera to avoid collisions.
That's right. That's right. So Fusions that are equipped with adaptive cruise control with stop and go also get a collision assist with pedestrian detection system that, again, like you said, leverages the cameras and sensors in the vehicle. And how that technology adds to this is that it's designed to pick up the silhouette of another vehicle or pedestrian. And depending on the driving environment and driving conditions, can bring the car to a full and complete stop. And so the sensors and radar will pick up or are actively searching, and when they do find the silhouette of something that the driver maybe doesn't see or hasn't seen, and the brakes aren't being actively engaged quick enough or sufficiently enough, the car will do the active braking for you. And again, depending on driving conditions, can result in a complete stop of the vehicle.
Excellent. So how soon can we experience this? When does the new Ford Fusion arrive at Ford dealerships?
Yeah, customers or interested drivers should be expected to see them as soon as May. And we're really excited because this technology in the vehicle It's really thoughtful technology designed to create a more enjoyable driving experience. And for Fusion, it's something that our customers and midsize sedan drivers demand and something that we're delivering on. So we're very excited.
Very good. One step closer to autonomous driving. Wade Jackson, thanks very much for the time today.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. To ensure that you're kept up to date with the very latest, please subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. And you can also check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.